Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Holton Girls Head Basketball Coach Leslie Allenor. The Lady Cats with a win and a loss since last we spoke. The Holton Girls finished the regular season 5-17. We'll talk about their sub-state game this Friday at Riley County, but want to catch up on the last week, Coach. You get another good win against Sabetha on the road, playing a team a second time, and I know it was kind of a closer game and a struggle maybe early on, but it seemed like as the game went on, you got a little more distance, and had to feel good to get back in the win column, especially against a Big East team on the road.
Yes, it definitely did feel good, and like you mentioned, it is hard to beat a team twice, and even though we had beaten them the first time, I mean, we've all improved since that last time, so I was proud of the way that, yeah, we started a little bit slower, but I was proud of the way that we gained that distance throughout the game.
Facing Roll Valley a second time as well on Monday, didn't obviously have much practice time, and a game in which you fell down early but had a lead at halftime, and a three-point game, I think, with a few minutes to go, and then Roll Valley closed the game on a 10-0 run. So final score maybe a little bit deceiving. I felt like it was a pretty competitive game. What were the positives and maybe a negative that you took away from that Roll Valley game Monday?
I felt like we played a very good second quarter, and we worked really well within our offense. Defensively, we had been working on ways to defend Royal Valley better. I felt like we stuck to that. Starting in the third quarter, we did not do a very good job of rebounding, and that really killed us there, and then we kind of got away from our offense, and the deficit just kept getting bigger. Still working on performing under higher pressure situations, definitely.
You bet. I want to ask you before we jump into Riley County, Benz, this is kind of our last locker room chat for the year. With it being your first year as the head coach, where do you feel like maybe you've seen the most growth? I think it's always interesting to get a coach's perspective. You know, every team talks about just trying to get better each game and throughout the season, but where have you maybe seen some of the biggest growth for this girls program and the team here this year?
I definitely think some of our biggest growth came from the defensive end, because we are asking them to – we played man all season long because we knew that was something that we wanted to get good at. We wanted to get better at that every single game, and in order to get reps with that, you just have to play in it. And along with playing man, we're asking them to rebound at a higher level than what we've – done maybe because you're responsible for your man, or if you're helping, you're responsible for a man. It's not like a zone where you're looking for somebody in your zone. So I definitely felt, even though we might not have ended up on top in some of those statistics, definitely are starting to grasp the concepts and definitely starting to buy in there. And also on the offensive end, asking them to do new things, work with new girls. It's not an easy thing, and it's just going to take a little bit, take a year or so to keep improving on those things.
Well, I think maybe some people forget that coming into this year, you had one returning starter, and you really only had about maybe three girls or so that had even played any varsity basketball or meaning for minutes. So we knew that there would certainly be a lot of progress made this year and a lot of growth, and you know, a lot of these girls just kind of needed to gain some of that experience. So how about Riley County? Obviously a team you faced earlier this year at home, but everything that's happened at this point means nothing, I guess, as you go to Riley County with the season now on the line Friday night. Tell me about your thoughts on the Falcons.
That's what I told the team yesterday. Postseason records, they don't mean the same thing. And so going in to Riley County, I feel like we're going to make a few adjustments. It's nice that we've already played them one time, so we can kind of go off that and make adjustments from that game, but also the games that they have played most recently. Definitely think it's going to be a very competitive game. Going to Riley County, it's not exactly a short drive, so we gotta stay focused and take care of business when we get there.
Well, we look forward to it. We'll be there to broadcast the game live. Coach, thanks for joining us all season long on the Locker Room Chats, and best of luck the rest of the way here in Substate.
Thank you, Justin, and always thank you for your coverage.
Leslie Allenor, head coach of the Holton girls basketball program. We'll talk Wildcat Boys Hoops right after this timeout.